Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Antarctica is home to some of the world's most extreme weather conditions. Robin Bell, senior research scientist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, explains how these conditions can create a localized phenomenon that violates a fundamental law of nature.
If you stand on top of the Antarctic ice sheet, it's cold. Minus 40 in the summer. The ice is about 2 miles thick. But at the bottom, there's a whole other world, a hidden landscape where the weather is nicer, sort of, but it's also a little weirder. The thick ice acts like an insulating blanket, capturing heat coming out of the rocks at the base of the ice sheet, enough to melt the ice and form lakes. Some of these are really just small ponds, but others are huge. Lake Vostok, the largest lake under the ice sheets, is the size of New Jersey, and in places the water is more than 3,000 feet deep. Scientists have also discovered that water can move between one lake and another. From space, we can see the ice surface bulge when a lake fills and sag when one drains. It gets stranger. We spend quite a bit of time flying over the top of the ice sheet in East Antarctica. From the surface, it looks pretty flat. But far below the ice is a giant mountain range, the Gambertsev Mountains. Showing up clearly in radar images, these invisible mountains are similar in shape to the Rockies. Recently, radar images have showed us that there's water along the deep valleys in the Gambertsevs. A bigger surprise came when we found that this water was flowing, and we calculated its direction. It turns out that the ice sheet is squeezing the water up the valleys. The water ascends until it reaches the mountain peaks where it's cooler. Here, the water freezes back onto the bottom of the ice. So water does flow uphill, at least in this parallel subglacial universe.
That was Robin Bell of Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.